and I miss it, and I think it's great. And I like doing all these things. There's so much growth and opportunities, and a lot of the community willing to really help now, or what can we do for you? Questions being asked. I don't know what you can do for me, but all these other people need to be on board too. You're doing it for them, but you don't see them. I need them to see them. I need them to see you, you know, other people, to hear from you, if anything. You know, I always say, they always tell you, you're going to be nothing but a statistic. I'm going out and saying, I want you to be a statistic. I want you to be counted. You have to think of it that way, because you're, every interview, every opportunity, every person who says, I am an LGBT veteran, this is what I went through. I experienced this as a woman. I experienced military sexual trauma. I have, you know, all this going, whatever happened to you when you were in, whatever it was, or I was, you know, treated poorly because of my race or because of my religious beliefs. It can be anything. But if you don't tell anybody, nobody can mark that and count it. You aren't going to be counted. And some smart PhD student is going to be on a team researching this stuff, because it's already growing. They're studying, the VA is one of the largest opportunities for research, which I learned during my psychology of women class that I had in this very building 2 summers ago, Sabin Hall. There's all this research out there, and they're starting to count that. They're starting to count how you want to identify. They're starting to allow you to change your discharge, your proof of military service, and your DD-214s, your NG-1s, and whatever the reserve calls it, to change your gender to the identity you choose, and to merge that with your federal records so that when you die as Jane, they'll know you were John when you served. Rather than Jane wasn't a veteran, Jane didn't. They can merge those things. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't get VA service or veteran stuff until later in life. They're learning all this. But maybe they were out or came out later. We have so many groups that they're going to age out and they're going to disappear. And you know, as a history, that disappears, it's gone. That valuable knowledge, those great stories, they're gone. You were too afraid to check that box. I know what that feels like. I wouldn't check it either. So we didn't get counted then. So get counted before you go.